News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has confirmed that the COVID-19 vaccination programme will be extended to all of those aged 12 to 15. And for more on this, we're joined by Dr. Mary Favier, COVID-19 advisor for the Irish College of General Practitioners and member of NEFID. Good morning, Mary. First of all, we're hearing 12 to 15 year olds that's going to be OK. Do we know when they're going to be invited yet to register to get their vaccine?
It's a very welcome development that 12 to 15-year-olds are going to be called for vaccination. General practitioners really believe in vaccination, and we know how effective it is with all the childhood ones we do from 2 months onwards. We'd expect children to be called probably starting next week in through the mass vaccination centres. A helpline will be set up for that, and likely prioritising those at high risk who are immunocompromised, have other illnesses, or have people in their homes who are like that. But very welcome and great progress.
OK, so are you saying that it won't just be 12 to 15 year olds, it will be 12 to 15 year olds who are vulnerable first and 12 to 15 year olds living with a vulnerable person sort of first as well, that there'll be some kind of stratification of it?
It's not fully determined yet, but that would be, you know, the enthusiasm out there for vaccination of children is high. There have been parents worried for a very long time about high risk children, so it would be entirely appropriate that they would be, you know, be prioritised for vaccination. But it will be all children aged 2 to 15. And as we know, 16 onwards are already being called for vaccination, and GPs are going ahead now vaccinating those as well.
Okay. There appears to me to be very low levels of vaccine hesitancy in Ireland, which I think is a good thing. And the vaccine rollout has been nothing short of impressive. I think those two things are a given. However, I do get a sense from parents that they have maybe greater concerns about giving the vaccine to their children, perhaps, than they might have taking the vaccine themselves, because I think that's probably very normal. It's how we view raising our children. We're more protective of them than we are indeed of ourselves. For parents listening in this morning who are concerned, and there will be some because we get texts about this every day, Mary, what would you say to them?
GPs would always think it's absolutely reasonable for parents to be concerned and interested and curious and asking lots of questions about vaccination of their children, because it's really important. We know how beneficial it is, but this is a relatively new vaccination. But it's so effective. It's so important that we protect our children and our populations going forward. We know how well vaccines tend to work. 1 in 5 cases of COVID at the moment are in this age group. And so it's going to have a huge impact into schooling and the return to schooling. And as GPs, we know how significant it was, all the school closures, the impact on mental health, the impact on children's education. So vaccination will have a very significant role to play in that. It will help children stay at school. But it's entirely reasonable that parents would have questions. There's going to be fact sheets produced. The HSE will have a lot of detailed information on its website. GPs will be able to answer these questions if they're asked. So we would really welcome it, and that it be explored by parents so that they're happy.
And in terms of the justification, the risk versus the benefit, Mary, I mean, if you look at something like the MMR, measles has a fatality rate among children of 3 in 1,000. COVID has nothing like that. The death rate of COVID among children is lower than influenza among children. So for parents who are thinking along the lines of, well, if my child gets COVID, they're very unlikely to be very sick. Why should I do this? Is there a good rationale behind that?
We always vaccinate everybody for two reasons, for the individual protection and for the population society protection. And this is another example where that gets balanced up. And while children generally have a minor illness with COVID, it's not no illness, and there are some long-term sequelae, including long COVID in children. And for parents who have children affected by that, the idea that your child may have a very long-term illness, even though it is rare, is a very significant concern. So it's a balance, but most and many parents will decide, yes, this is an important one. There's been very few side effects. It's proven to be very, very safe, and is reasonable to protect all children and to protect the population.
All right.
But it will be individual decisions, and parents will make them.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us about all of that this morning. That is Dr. Mary Favier, their COVID-19 advisor, to the ICGP and member of NEFID.